Broadcasting across the United States, Canada, and around the world, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. To start today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And thank you very much, Randy. Do remember, as always, you can contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. I want to devote today's broadcast to Vice President Joe Biden's address to the Million Muslim Votes Summit. And the former vice president said some things that, quite frankly, caused me to sit back in amazement. And I should say before I get to his comments that this summit was hosted by Engage. This is an organization founded and led by Muslim Brotherhood and Hamas advocates, including Karum Wahid, who is a former legal advisor to the Hamas-linked radical Muslim organization, I'm sure you're familiar with it, CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. And participants in this summit this year included such people as Linda Sasour and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. And I've probably mentioned this before, but if I haven't, it is worth noting that CARE spokesmen such as Wahid have mastered an art. It's the art of telling the truth, but not the whole truth, and with the specific intention to mislead. And their goal is always the same. It is to conceal from disbelievers or infidels dogmas that they would otherwise find abhorrent. I want you to hear just a small clip of what Joe Biden said at the summit.
I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith. I wish we talked about all the great confessional faiths. It's one of the great confessional faiths. And what people don't realize is one of my avocation is theology, don't realize is that We all come from the same root here in terms of our fundamental basic beliefs.
Well, at the face of it, what he is saying is patently false. But as a presidential candidate who regards theology, his avocation must surely know the difference between Christianity and Islam is that of day and night. When you lay the straight stick of essential Christian doctrine next to the Islamic counterfeit, its crookedness is readily apparent. The deity of Jesus Christ is denied. He's rendered a mere slave of Allah. The incomprehensible Trinity is commandeered by a morally defective Unitarian imposter. And I want to elaborate on that just a little bit by saying the Unitarian Allah of Islam by definition lacks the moral perfection of love and thus, on the basis of logic, is morally defective. And this is so because for God to be a perfect being, he must of necessity also be a loving being. And that implies, of course, that there's someone to love. But there has not always been someone to love, because in accordance with modern cosmology, the universe and the persons that inhabit it came into being a finite time ago, and therefore, independent of creation, the Unitarian Allah would not have had an object on which to lavish love. Well, while moral imperfections apply to the Unitarian Allah, they do not likewise apply to the Trinitarian God. And I say that because though the biblical God is a single being, there are subject-object distinctions within the Godhead. And the three centers of consciousness, therefore, within the one true God, have loved one another from all eternity. If God were merely a single subject, then before the world was created, he was not love. Well, there's more. Resurrection, I'm talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the greatest feat in human history, is demoted to mere fantasy. The incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is demeaned as blasphemy. And eschatology, the thread that weaves the tapestry of Scripture into a harmonious pattern, it's ignominiously sullied by the sensual enticements of a largely incoherent Islamic eschatological charade. The difference between Islam and Christianity, which, by the way, do not come, as Biden said, from the same root, is the difference of infinity. Well, Biden had more to say at this summit. In fact, he ominously invoked a Sharia maxim that comes straight from the lips of Muhammad.
Hadith from the Prophet Muhammad instructs, "Whomever among you sees a wrong, let him change it with his hand. If he is not able, then with his tongue. If he is not able, then with his heart."
A hadith from the Prophet Muhammad. Again, to repeat what Biden said, "Whoever among you sees a wrong, let him change it with his hand. If he's not able, then with his tongue. If he's not able, then with his heart." What's interesting about this, as Biden most surely knows, Muhammad gave an explanation for the words that he quoted. Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, said, "Whoever strives or wages jihad against the infidel with his hand is a believer. Whoever strives or wages jihad against them with his tongue is a believer. Whoever strives or wages jihad against them with his heart is a believer. Beyond that, there is not even a mustard seed's worth of faith." This directly from the lips of Muhammad. And all of this is Islamic code for saying that true Muslims, those with even a mustard seed's worth of faith, must use force if they're in a position to do it. But if the enemy is too strong, well then, wage war with your tongue, precisely what care is in the business of doing. And if you can't do that, strive with hatred in your heart toward those who rebel against Sharia law. Well, why is that? Well, because Sharia is ultimately rooted and grounded in the words of the Muslim deity, who, by the way, is but the alter ego of Muhammad. But as such, what you have here is unalterable law. In other words, this is law that applies to all people in all places and at all times. From the perspective of Sharia, we must know and know well that Jews, Christians, and pagans are reputed to be inferior peoples. And as the well-known Quranic passage 98:6 says, "Those who disbelieve from among the people of the Scripture, from among the Jew and the Christian, will abide in the fire of hell. Why? Because they are the worst of all creatures. When we come back from the break, I want to elaborate on what Joe Biden did not say. Because what he did not say is instructive as well. He didn't tell you about the implications of Sharia with respect to women, war, and even the whole of Western civilization. Also, a reminder that my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, is available for those who support the ministry prayerfully and financially. You can get the book on audio pages as well. Check it out on the web at equip.org. As mentioned at the very beginning of the broadcast, you can also contact me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Thanks for tuning into the first half. Stay tuned for the second half of the broadcast coming up in just a few moments.
For most Americans, pronouncements from our public officials that Islam is a religion of peace are impossible to reconcile with daily headlines and jarring photos of global Islamic jihadist atrocities. To help you understand the real Islam, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you his book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift in support of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and other life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will be back with more right after this.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles, equipping you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The question, "What do you mean by that?" may be the most important question one could ask today. In this relativistic post-truth age in which words are systemically redefined to undermine the Judeo-Christian foundations of Western civilization, Christians must discern the meaning of words and learn to counter and redeem semantic distortions. Other topics include faithful living through COVID-19, Irenaeus and Christian teaching, winning the fight for religious freedom, vocation and performance in T.S. Eliot's The Confidential Clerk, the beauty of worship, aesthetics and truth, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
What's left of a theory of origins once it has been conceded that it doesn't explain how things originated? Fact is, chemistry and chance simply cannot account for the origin of biological life. And atheists and agnostics who think that life emerged from blind, undirect natural processes must come to grips with this reality. For Christians eager to defend the rationality of a faith under relentless siege by scientific materialism, don't miss the withering intellectual firepower of Illustra Media's film, Origin, Design, Chance, and the First Life on Earth. As thanks for your gift in support of the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you the film Origin on DVD. Just call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. So rapid and pandemic has been the decline of biblical literacy and spiritual discernment that our once unimaginable post-truth culture is effectively becoming an anti-truth culture. While the sun is setting on the Western Church, Islam is now the fastest growing religion in the world. This means that it's not simply enough to be aware of this threat. Christians need to wake up, stand up, and speak up. This means being able to counter the outright lies about Islam that otherwise will go unchecked with horrendous consequences. And that's what Hank Hanegraaff's book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, will enable you to do. To receive your copy as our appreciation for your financial partnership, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's many outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. or visit equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Yeah, thank you again, Randy. I do want to once again set this segment up by talking about what Joe Biden said at the Million Muslim Vote Summit just recently. Here you have the former vice president talking about what he wishes for and his own expertise on the subject of Islam.
I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith. I wish we talked about all the great confessional faiths. It's one of the great confessional faiths. And what people don't realize, it's one of my avocation is theology, don't realize is that we all come from the same root here in terms of our fundamental basic beliefs.
Of course, what we all should know is that what Joe Biden just said is patently false. Islam is, in his words, a great confessional faith. Well, let me tell you what Islam actually teaches. And before I do that, let me also mention that Islam is not a religion in the Western sanitized sense of the word. It's a comprehensive socio-economic political juggernaut that rides on the rails of Sharia. The mantra is simply this: Sharia is state, and state is Sharia. In other words, no distinction between Sharia and state. But here's what Biden didn't tell you in the clip that I just played. He didn't tell you that Sharia enshrines inequality for women as a core value. That Sharia, the very law that he invoked in the second clip I played today, affords men 4 wives, but not women. Women cannot initiate a divorce. Only men can do so, and that with relative ease. As the very articulate ex-Muslim Ayan Hirsi Ali has well noted, Sharia is exacting and punishment-centered. It prescribes what to do with unbelievers, both infidels and those who stray from the faith. It even contains rules on what types of blows are permissible when a husband beats his wife. Biden wants that taught in school? And as a law is not subject to adaptation, neither is Sharia. There's a book that I quote in my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. It's titled Cruel and Usual Punishment. And in it, Noni Darwish explains exactly what it's like to grow up under Sharia law. Here's what she said in part. She said, for the first 30 years of my life, I lived as a virtual slave. I was a bird in a cage, a second-class citizen who had to watch what I said, even to my close friends. Under Islamic law, I had to live in a gender-segregated environment and always be aware that the legal and societal penalty for sin could end my life. Well, much more could be said about women and the inequalities for women in the very faith that Biden calls a great confessional faith. I've written about that again in Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. But I want to make a second point. And that is that Sharia mandates proactive and perpetual war against Jews and Christians. Here's precisely what you have in Sharia. First, invite them to Islam. Then invite them to pay the jizya, that's the tax on infidels. And if they reject conversion and reject the jizya, then attack them. the consensus of Sharia law, and that in concert with the will of Allah, mandates war as a religious duty. Why? Because of the universalism of the Muslim mission and the obligation to convert everyone to Islam either by persuasion or by force. Now, where is the basis found for jihad? Well, it's found in the Quran. If you have a copy of the Quran, you can read this for yourself. Here's a recitation of Quran 2:216. Fighting is prescribed for you. Another from Quran 4, Ayah 89. Slay them wherever you find them. Another from Quran 9:36. Fight the idolaters utterly. To go forth in the morning or evening, to fight in the path of Allah. Well, it's considered in Islam better than the whole world and everything in it. And Islamic terror manifests in very many myriad ways. And beheading is just one of them. Cutting off fingertips is another. In fact, as noted in the Yusuf Ali translation of the Quran, when a person's hands are put out of action, he's unable to wield his sword or lance or any other weapon, and therefore easily becomes your prisoner. And thus says Allah, I will instill terror into the hearts of the unbelievers. Smite ye above their necks, and smite all their fingertips off them. By the way, that's Quran 8:12. Now again, this is an avocation for former Vice President Joe Biden, so he knows all about this. And as he well knows, a cascade of Islamic terror is exactly what one should expect from his invocation of Sharia law. I want to make a third and final point, and that is that Western civilization is in deep trouble with the spread of Islam. Inhabitants of the West don't have to wonder what life would be like under Sharia. And I say that because they've already experienced it. Where in Spain, during what cultural elites describe as the golden age of Islam, Sharia dictated virtually every aspect of public and private life. So far from a portrait of Muslims and Jews and Christians living in the midst of an Andalusian paradise, non-Muslims were subject to the severity of Sharia. Their choice was simple: Shahada, subjugation, or the sword. One wonders where Biden's outrage is over the Muslims who are being martyred for converting to Christianity, or the Christians who are being martyred for criticizing Muhammad. And by the way, if Donald Trump or any other elected leader was saying these things, I would be voicing the same criticism. In fact, I have. The problem is, in our culture, in place of anger, there's accommodation. There's a disposition to appease. In fact, some like Rowan Williams, former Archbishop of Canterbury, the most powerful person in the Church of England, went so far as to suggest that British law should accommodate Sharia, beginning with laws on finance and marriage. So there's another cultural elite. So I'm not singling out Biden by himself. But the truth is, Western elites like Biden must come to their senses and insist that Muslims abdicate Sharia practices that militate against Western jurisprudence. As Ian Hirsi Ali has so emphatically emphasized. Under no circumstances should Western countries allow Muslims to form self-governing enclaves in which women and other supposedly second-class citizens can be treated in ways that belong in the 7th century. One thing is crystal clear. Joe Biden is now bent on exploiting a false narrative respecting the religious animus animating Sharia law. I have written about this again in my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion, the book available in audio pages as well. You can check this out, available for your support. Check it out on the web at equip.org. Thanks for tuning in to this special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We look forward with anticipation to answer your questions soon.
Thank you for joining us today. Did you know that the Quran and the Hadith are full of commands to subjugate or kill unbelievers, and that Sharia mandates proactive and perpetual war against Jews and Christians? In appreciation for your gift to help strengthen and expand the life-changing outreaches of CRI, Hank Hanegraaff would like to send you his book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. Simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. The preceding program was pre-recorded. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles, equipping you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. The second century theological warrior Irenaeus stands among the most relevant thinkers for our own time. His reliance on the church's apostolic canon, creed, and clergy shows us a way beyond the interpretive anarchy of today's individualist approach to Christianity. Other topics include the word crisis that threatens to undo Western civilization, faithful living through COVID-19, winning the fight for religious freedom, the beauty of worship, aesthetics, and truth, vocation and performance in T.S. Eliot's The Confidential Clerk, atheism and the burden of proof, and much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.